Good morning, everyone. So today I'm going to share some of our results to our underground. So it's about the radiosphere microbiome in a bell pepper growth system. So first, we know the plants will have above ground and underground. So the underground, which is composed mainly by the root, which is really important. So a lot of people are now focused on it. And also the root around the surrounding region, which is called the radiosphere, is also very important because the radiosphere contains abundant microorganisms which can form the symbiotic growth with the plant root. And among these microorganisms, the most important two microbial are the bacteria and the fungi. And also this bacteria and the fungi actually is highly affected by the biotic and abiotic factors. And as you can see, and in our experiment here, so we are more focused on the agricultural practices and the soil type. So in basically, we just want to test if there's any effects of these agricultural practices or soil types on the radiosphere microbial composition. So in terms of the agricultural practices, we first use organic input. So in general idea, the organic input will highly affect the soil organic matter and also the soil biota growth. And the second is we use water input as another factor. So in general, the water input is can form an inverse parabola shape with the soil respiration. So with increasing the soil moisture content, actually it will increase first and then decrease the soil respiration. So finally, we just use the soil type as another factor. So from our previous experiment, we found there's a big difference among the soil types in terms of the radiosphere microbial composition. So in general, we just want to try these three factors and test the effects of these three factors in a bell pepper field and the radiosphere microbial composition. So for the organic input, we use the humic substances. The humic substances is defined as the decomposition of the plants or animal residues. So basically, it's organic matter. And in terms of the water input, we just use the differential irrigation. And for the soil type, we basically do the field experiment in the two locations. So the first location is in Uvalde, which has a clay soil. And the second is in Huehuetenango, which has a sandy soil. And in terms of the organic input, we use the lignite-derived humic substances. As you can see, it's kind of like a black charcoal. And then we first spray evenly in the soil surface, and then mix with the tractor, and then cover with the mulch. So actually, this is a very brief field layout for one block. And then we apply the differential irrigation. We have a low irrigation and high irrigation, which is based on the evapotranspiration. And we also adjust the irrigation amount based on the crop coefficients. So next slide, actually this is a general idea to show the relatively importance of some of the aspects to the soil bacteria communities. So as you can see, the soil properties like soil pH and also the soil organic matter and also the soil moisture availability, which is affected by the water input, and also the soil nutrition retention will all have an important aspect. They are all important aspects to the bacterial growth. So in our study, we want to see if we can link these aspects through like a very simple path analysis and try to see if we can link these aspects to the radiosphere microbial activity and through this environment or management factor. So in general, we have the direct factor or the direct effects from these factors, and also we have some indirect factors to the soil microbial activity through this plant or soil aspects. And in general, we just use a path analysis and try to test or validate if this is the case. So next actually is the results. So first is the soil type. From the clay to sandy soil, we can see, let's see first is indirect effect through the plant and the soil properties to the rhizosphere bacteria and fungi biomass. So first we can see from a clay to sandy soil, it all significantly affects the root growth, which is the sandy soil will significantly decrease the root growth, and also a little and also significantly decrease the yield, and but not much on the pH, and also significantly decrease the potassium and phosphorus and the potassium retention in the soil. And next is you can see all through the indirect effects, they have a very different effects to the bacteria and fungi communities in the rhizosphere. And besides this, we also observe a direct effect through the soil type, which is significantly negative. So which this means the clay soil, compared to the sandy soil, the clay soil will recruit more bacteria and fungi in the soil. So next is the organic input. From no organic input and to the with the organic input. So first, based on the path analysis, we observe the organic input significantly increase the nitrogen retention in the soil, which has a slightly negative effect to the rhizosphere bacteria and the fungi biomass. But just wait a minute, because we know that by doing the organic input, it significantly affects the soil organic matter. However, in our 2-year field experiment, we did not measure the soil organic matter in the first year. We only measure in the second year. So instead, we measure the organic, so we rerun the path analysis for only the second year data, and we found out that the soil, the organic input significantly increased the organic matter, which also significantly correlated or affected the rhizosphere bacteria and fungi growth. And also you can see we observe very highly correlation between the organic matter and the soil bacteria and the fungi biomass. So finally is the water input, from the lower water input to the higher water input. So first of all, is highly affected the yield, because the higher the lower water input will lower the yield. And also we observe a slightly different indirect effects to the bacteria and the fungi through the effect of the yield. But in general, compared to the soil type and organic input, the water input might have a less effects on the final rhizosphere microbial composition. But just remember the water input, although it has is a less factor, but it has a very highly effect to the yield. So as a summary, I just want to share some of the take-home messages. So first is the soil type was the main factor driving the microbial changes compared to other factors. So if you want to obtain more microbial population in the rhizosphere, you might want to use the soil with a higher clay percentage. And next is the humic substances, where the organic input can improve the soil microbial activity, and also because it will inputting a lot of soil carbon. So actually, there's a lot of experiment or researchers that are doing the organic input in the agronomic crops like the corn, sorghum, But also in the vegetable crops, we do need the organic input because it highly significantly increases our radosphere diversity. And that is also the humic substances actually will benefit more bacteria than fungi, which is actually interesting. So they might have some competition between this bacteria and the fungi. However, we did not know if this increase in bacteria is a beneficial one or not. So it might have interesting for us to further discover it. So whether this bacteria or fungi is a beneficial one or not. So finally, the water input compared to the soil type and organic input has a little bit slightly limited effects on the microbial biomass. But just as I mentioned, the first you have to care about the water input because it's very important to your yield parameter. And also the too much water input will have an inverse parabola with the soil respiration, which also means if you apply too much water, it will also decrease the soil microbial. So you might want to apply a slightly deficit irrigation to achieve your better results. So with all this, I just want to thank all the people from Texas A&M Research Center at UALD, and also the company who provided this funding for doing that. I think I still have a lot of time, so just want to thank you all, and I would like to take any questions. Thank you. Okay, so the question is, how do I measure the microbial radosphere microbial biomass? So actually, it's a kind of a complicated. So basically, we collect the soil and we send the soil to the to another lab, and the basic procedure is they will get the soil and they stain the soil, and then they observe the soil through a microscope. For the bacteria, they basically just count the number of the group. And for the fungi, actually, they will measure the you know the fungi will have hyphae, or so they will measure the length and then convert it through some equation and to the biomass. So this is their basic.